listeners, it is I, your gracious podcast host, Alishba, reporting from the studio along with my co-host, Shamir.
Hello everyone, and welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you understand and navigate your way through OSAP, debt repayment, and rehabilitation. The overall goal of this 5-episode series is to help you, the listener, realize that you're not alone in this quest to get rid of that pesky student loan. There are others out there just like you, and you're all in this together. Even if it doesn't feel like it, there are resources and people and places that you can go to get help. This is the most important thing to take away from this podcast, that help exists.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Shamir. The past 3 episodes, we have talked about debt repayment and general OSAP knowledge, as well as advice from both students and student financial services on how to repay back your loans. We also covered just last episode the importance of RAP and what it means in terms of repaying your OSAP. This episode, we will be discussing about debt rehabilitation. But first, I think it's high time we went on a walk, don't you think, Shamir?
Couldn't agree more. Let's see what our fellow students have to say about debt rehabilitation.
Hi, hello, we just wanted to ask you some questions. If you could, please tell us what you think happens if you don't pay your OSAP loans on time, or what if you don't pay them at all?
I think that if you don't pay your loans, then obviously you have more problems than just your loans, so you go into rehabilitation, I guess. And bankruptcy, I guess, for your outside loans. So those ones go away. And I think student loans, they don't go away. So then you still have to pay them back. And eventually you have to come up with a plan that does the government have to approve it? I think that gets you back on track financially to where it's paying off your student loans.
Right. Do you know what debt rehabilitation is?
Is it a plan to get your finances back on track to be able to pay off your student loans?
Sure. Do you know how one can become eligible for debt rehabilitation?
I think you have to talk to the government and see if they would approve it.
Of course. Do you know what kind of process is involved for applying for debt rehabilitation?
I'm a student, so I haven't had to deal with it myself or know anyone who's had to deal with it yet.
So how do you think more students can become aware of debt rehabilitation and repayment?
With everything else, just awareness around campus. You know, you have workshops for so many different things, and webinars sponsored by the governments probably would be a good start in the university as well.
Thank you so much for your time. All right, Shamir, I think it's time we head back to the studio.
All right, we are back in the studio and we got some interesting responses to our questions.
Indeed. Moving forward through this episode, we will provide answers to those questions. So let's start off with a mock scenario. Shamir, let's say I've just graduated York and for the next 6 months, I've just been partying hard.
Oh, how out of character for you, Lishpa.
Hush, let me build this narrative. So I've been partying and neglecting all responsibility. And then before you know it, I've spent months missing my payments towards my student loans. And now, my loan is considered to be in default and is sent to the Canada Revenue Agency for collection. Because I've been such a party animal and missed all my payments, this will be reflected on my credit rating and will be very negative. That's where debt rehabilitation comes in. Debt rehabilitation basically takes your debt and puts it back into the hands of the NSLC.
So, Miss Party Animal, how do you get this debt rehabilitation?
Well, to be eligible, you must meet the following criteria. You have defaulted on your Ontario student loan and or the Ontario portion of your Canada-Ontario integrated student loans. Have at least $600 of Ontario student loan principal outstanding and have less than 2 prior attempts to rehabilitate your Ontario student loan.
So, what's the application process like?
Well, you're going to have to contact the private collection agency that has your loan. Tell them you want to apply for the Ontario Student Loan Rehabilitation Program and the length of rehabilitation plan you're interested in. If you don't know which agency has your loan, contact the Account Management and Collections Branch of the Ministry of Finance. The collection agency will determine if you're eligible to apply. There's a whole list of all the private collection agencies on the OSAB government website in the rehabilitation section, which can be found if you type onto Google OSAB rehabilitation.
Okay, so then what happens?
If you're eligible to apply, they'll send you an application based on the rehabilitation plan you selected. The package will include your schedule for the monthly rehabilitation payments required, rehabilitation period end date, and a deadline to return the application package. Your rehabilitation payments are calculated on the principal outstanding on your defaulted Ontario student loan, the amount of interest outstanding from your missed payments. If you choose to proceed, you sign and return your application. This starts the rehabilitation process and is counted as a rehabilitation attempt.
I see. And so what kind of plans are there for rehabilitation?
Good question. The plans are essentially how many monthly payments you plan on making. The number of monthly payments you will be expected to make will correspond to the plan you choose. The rehabilitation plan options are for 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 months. Any outstanding interest will be included in these payments.
Interesting. I think, and I also think our listeners know, how the process goes from there. May I?
By all means.
Okay, so firstly, you either follow the payment schedule provided or pay the entire amount early. In that case, you must wait for the rehabilitation period indicated in your application package to be over before your rehabilitation is considered successful. And also, your rehabilitation attempt will be considered unsuccessful if you get behind on the rehabilitation payments for 2 months in a row, don't complete your required payments by the rehabilitation end date. And if you successfully complete the process, your rehabilitated Ontario student loans will be transferred to the NSLSC. They'll let you know the new amount of your monthly payment. Also, if your outstanding Canada and Ontario student loans are in good standing, you can apply for further aid from OSAP, including reduced loan payments through the Repayment Assistance Plan, or RAP.
That's right. And in order to check your application status for rehabilitation, you must contact your private collection agency that has your loan or the Account Management Collection Branch of the Ministry of Finance.
And so, that pretty much sums up the rehabilitation information. In reality, you are at most making 2 phone calls through this navigation process. The first being to your collection agency, the second being to the NSLSC. Also, you might be possibly calling the ministry as well, but like all our previous episodes, we will link all websites and phone numbers with this episode to help you with accessing these resources.
That's right. And to bring this episode to a close, we will be wrapping it all up with a nice little recap of what we learned in this episode. Firstly, we learned that the debt rehabilitation occurs once your debt becomes defaulted and then the loan transfers from the NSLSC to a collection agency. You must then apply for rehabilitation, which is simply a phone call away to your collection agency. To find out which agency has your loan, simply contact the Ministry of Finance's Account Management and Collections Branch. From there, you will work with your collection agency to work out a plan that works for both parties. Then you will get a package that details your plan out thoroughly. Then simply follow the plan and boom, consider your loan rehabilitated.
Excellent summary, Alishba. Once again, we cannot stress enough that there is help and that you should not feel alone during the repayment and rehabilitation processes of your student loans. There are resources and people who can and will help you. You are not alone. We would like to take this time to thank everyone who made this podcast possible and, of course, you listeners. We couldn't do this without you. All of you.
So next episode, we'll continue our rehabilitation segment and wrap up the series as a whole. We also have a special guest star coming in to discuss things like repayment and rehabilitation. So please tune in next episode to see the conclusion of our journey through student loans. I'm Alishba.
And I'm Shamir.
And we are signing off for now.